Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Last night in Super Bowl 55, Tom Brady was efficient and the Buccaneers' defense stifled Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs 31-9. Brady threw for three first-half touchdowns. He was 21 of 29 for 201 yards and no interceptions in winning a Super Bowl ring for a record-extending seventh time and MVP honors for a fifth time. It's the first time Mahomes has been held under 10 points or lost by double digits since becoming a starter. Meanwhile, Chiefs coach Andy Reid says his heart bleeds for those injured in a car accident involving his son, assistant coach Britt Reid, that left two children with injuries and one of them hospitalized in critical condition. The crash occurred Thursday night, 2 days before the Chiefs were supposed to leave for Tampa. Britt Reid did not travel to the game. Police are investigating whether he was impaired before the accident. If football wasn't your sport of choice yesterday, in the NBA, the Heat topped the Knicks 109-103, the Suns took down the Celtics 100-91, the Hornets rolled over the Wizards 119-97, and the Jazz defeated the Pacers 103-95. In women's college basketball, Binghamton bested UAlbany 64-52, Syracuse beat Pittsburgh 71-67, and Marist edged Rider 47-46. On the ice, the Flyers ripped the Capitals 7-4, the Red Wings drubbed the Panthers 4-1, and the Hurricanes narrowly beat the Blue Jackets 6-5. And the Australian Open officially started today. Number 2 Simona Halep, number 3 Naomi Osaka, number 10 Serena Williams, and Venus Williams were among the day one winners. On the men's side, number 1 Novak Djokovic bested Jeremy Chardy 6-3, 6-1, 6-2. Number 3 Dominic Thiem beat Mikhail Kukushkin 7-6, 6-2, 6-3. And number 6 Alexander Zverev struggled at first but ultimately defeated Marcos Guerin 6-7, 7-6, 6-3, 6-2. In other news, Pedro Gomez, a longtime baseball correspondent for ESPN who covered more than 25 World Series, died unexpectedly yesterday at age 58. No cause of death has been specified. Gomez was a correspondent on shows like ESPN's SportsCenter and Baseball Tonight. He was best known for his coverage of Barry Bonds and his pursuit of the home run record during the steroid controversy. I'm Jesse King.